USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Today, former President Trump is giving testimony in his civil fraud trial in New York. Upon his arrival at the courtroom, he strongly criticized the trial, deeming it an unfair situation and alleging election interference.
While Israel is being attacked, while Ukraine is being attacked, while inflation is eating our country alive, I'm down here, and these are all political opponents attacking us by the Biden administration.
New York Attorney General Letitia James has accused Trump of exaggerating his net worth to secure more favorable loans for the Trump Organization. Recent attacks in Iraq and Syria may have resulted in injuries to as many as 45 U.S. service members. According to NBC News, the number is more than double what the Pentagon had previously disclosed. Since October, bases housing U.S. personnel have been targeted in dozens of attacks following the onset of the conflict between Israel and Hamas. It's believed that the drone and rocket attacks were carried out by groups with ties to Iran. White House is anticipating an increase in humanitarian aid reaching Gaza in the coming days. Today, Secretary of State Antony Blinken held discussions with his Turkish counterpart in Ankara to explore avenues for extending assistance to the Gaza Strip. Blinken is on a regional tour aimed at alleviating tensions stemming from the conflict. The Biden administration is allocating billions of dollars to enhance Amtrak's Northeast Corridor. President Biden revealed spending more than $16 billion for these upgrades during a speech in Delaware Monday.
Over 2,200 trains run in this corridor every single day, serving 800,000 passengers. It's the busiest rail corridor in the United States and one of the busiest in the world.
The initiatives encompass the reconstruction of century-old tunnels and bridges, as well as track enhancements aimed at improving travel efficiency. This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Maine's two senators are pressing the Army for an explanation following a tragic shooting incident in which a reservist took the lives of 18 people last month. Senators Susan Collins and Angus King have written to the U.S. Army Inspector General inquiring about the concerns raised by Army personnel regarding Robert Card's mental well-being and the measures taken in response. Card, a sergeant first class in the Army Reserves, had a documented history of mental health issues prior to that shooting in Lewiston. Nearly 30,000 pounds of dinosaur-shaped chicken nuggets are being recalled.
If dino nuggies are a big favorite in your house, you might want to check the bag. The USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service announced that Tyson Foods issued a recall for its Fun Nuggets. That recall specifically for the 29-ounce plastic bags. Officials say the contaminated nuggets were made on September 5th and may contain pieces of metal. I'm Corey Myers.
Week 9 of the NFL concludes with the New York Jets playing host to the Chargers on Monday Night Football. The Jets have a record of 4-3 entering the game, while the LA Chargers are at 3-4. Taylor Swift is experiencing the most significant album debut of her career. The singer's re-recorded edition of her 2014 album, 1989 Taylor's Version, has claimed the top spot on the Billboard 200 album chart, amassing over 1.3 million sales in its first week. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.